My name is Dirk Vermaelen. I am the artistic director of Europalia Arts Festival.
Europalia is every 2 years, and this year it's the country of Georgia, which is the host country. There's a very rich, concentrated culture in Georgia. It's kind of like Belgium, and there was a crossroads, and a lot of people came through, a lot of cultures came through, and there the Romans, the Persians, the Arabs, the Byzantines, the Mongols, the Ottomans, a lot of different influences. So how do you pick from that, and what are people going to see during this Europalia?
It's, of course, difficult to pick, but what is true that it's a very diverse and a very rich culture, which is totally unknown in Belgium, so it really deserves to get attention and to be shown here in the heart of Europe. And so we did a lot of prospection within Georgia, and we went with different museum partners, theater hall directors, music directors, and together we developed a festival around two themes. You have to pick, of course, you have to kill your darlings. And one theme, the most important one, is polyphony, because in music it's so important and it's omnipresent within Georgia that we really are giving a floor to choirs in classic evenings, but also in very new creations. But on a different level with this polyphony, we talk about the plurality of voices. We want to give a floor to different voices from Georgia, to traditional society, quite male dominant, but on the other hand, give a floor to female voices, give a floor to minorities, give a floor to artists from conflict zones, occupied zones like Abkhazia, South Ossetia, etc. So that's a first thematic to the festival. Second one is about, we call it the powers of recollection. So on the one side, it's the ability to remember things, but also the powers that change your memory. And it's all about how, as a nation and as an individual, how do you go about memory, especially difficult memories, about difficult periods, complex periods like the Soviet regime, but also recent conflicts. Of course, there is an impact of the Ukrainian war on Georgia. And we also very specifically talk about very beautiful death rituals. So that's also about this memory, powers of recollection, very beautiful death rituals within Georgia. And all of that result in a multidisciplinary festival with about 10 exhibitions. First, an opening exhibition around the avant-garde. In Georgia, an avant-garde, it's a forgotten chapter. We don't know about these artists. They were hidden. They were censored by the Soviet regime. And again, within this polyphony, we give them a voice in the festival. So it's shown for the very first time outside of Georgia. And on the other side, a second heritage exhibition is all about the encounters that happened within Georgia that you just mentioned, encounters with Greeks, Arabs, Persians, Byzantines, and how they were attracted by the beautiful culture of Georgia and how a unique melting pot happened there. And we have some very beautiful objects coming from different museums within Georgia to be shown in the Cinquantenaire Museum for Art and History. And apart from that, of course, and the focus is on that, a lot of contemporary projects within visual arts, but also within other disciplines, lots of music, lots of performing arts, where we work together with performers from Georgia and from Belgium and musicians from Georgia and from Belgium who start from these traditions, who start from polyphony, who explore Soviet regime. Still this idea of polyphony and the powers of recollection and explore them in many fantastic different creations, resulting in around 60 events starting early October this year, 2023, and running until the 14th of January, 2024.
And I just wanted to mention there's also puppets.
Yes. The puppet theater is an important tradition in Georgia. So we'll show some classic pieces, but on the other hand, we have also asked contemporary artists to work with that tradition. And there's Maisie Woodford, who will be presenting Mother at Théâtre Le Tanneur here in Brussels, who explores the inner piece, who works together with an important theatre, a puppet theatre in Georgia called Gabriace Theatre. And in her piece, she explores the mother role of a woman.
Well, it sounds like a very rich program. And I want to say that if anybody has never heard the polyphony, they absolutely have to hear it because it's extraordinary.
It is. It's the first thing we were amazed by and which convinced us to absolutely organize this festival around Georgia.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.